Hi. Welcome to our show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm on my way to a career in agriculture. I hope to be the next George Washington Carver. You know who George Washington Carver was, mate?
Yes, I do. First president of the United States.
No, he was a scientist. His research as an agricultural chemist revolutionized farming. He was the father of the peanut. He discovered over 300 uses for it. Instant coffee, soap, and ink, to name just a few.
Don't forget he chopped down that cherry tree.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's right.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer. Ah! Paparazzi!
I forgot what a funny tape that was.
Kiwi.
Coming to ya.
They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Right. Thank you, dude. Walker. Hi there, cats and kittens. Well, we got our Saturday Night Live brackets. I'm pretty sure that we can bang out the best out of the top 32 of all time.
We did the worst last week. I'm looking forward to doing the best.
I hate to do this. Just want to advise you that we also have, I've just been told, the tape of Simon Cowell on Sale of the Century.
Oh, good.
And the highlight from this past weekend's Joe Radio.
Oh, Joe Radio. There was another one.
Save time for that.
Yeah, so I'm here wondering, like the scales of justice, mm-hmm. You know, the Saturday Night Live thing.
May I tantalize you?
Sure.
Thank you for permission. Joe, I believe the segment he gave us is This Day in History.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You tantalized me when you selected that shirt today.
And you with that sweatshirt as well.
Because neither one of us is wearing things that we normally wear.
No, when we break, let us rub together.
Again?
You know what? I love it when you boys wear earth tones.
Yeah.
I really do.
Great.
I actually had somebody ask me over the weekend. Somebody, a family member, mm-hmm. said to me, please tell me that you have more than one Green Bay Packers hoodie.
Oh,
and I said, God. I said, yeah, I've got.
You have
like,
thousands.
I said, literally, I've got like 30. I said, no, the one you're wearing right now, which happens to be the one that I have, like the Bill Belichick
one. That might
be
your favorite one.
I've got five of them.
Oh. You've got five of the same ones?
I've got five of just this basic.
I forgot that your hoarding is not confined to just cigars,
like
that you also hoard. I didn't know you hoarded clothing.
Well, This hoodie is a kick-ass hoodie.
Do you have them in different colors?
No, I like it in gray.
Right.
And the thing is, I wear one around. I keep one, and it gets ratty, and I wear it around the house, and it gets all crappy, so I order another one, and I got one to keep at the beach, and I got one to keep at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I like, it's my favorite sweatshirt of all time.
You like Dudley Moore and Arthur, you know?
I'll take that as a compliment.
I'll take three of those blue sweaters.
Four of these, three of the right.
Why not that color? I don't wear sweaters.
That's smart.
That's it. I kind of did a hoarding thing. You know that sweatshirt thingy that I wear all the time?
Yes.
You know how many of those I have, right? I have a bunch of those in different colors. I think I've got seven of them that I wear. But you have about how many? You have 30 total sweatshirts, right?
Different Packer sweatshirts, yeah.
But you have how many of the same color?
This kind right here. I have five. Mm-hmm. Five that have the hood on them and five that don't have the hood on them.
Okay.
Just your basic gray NFL. Same thing Belichick wears, except they don't cut the sleeves off.
Right. Now,
from a practical standpoint, a sweatshirt, there's nothing that takes up as much room as a sweatshirt. Do you fold them or do you hang them?
They're bulky.
They get this. Wow. Boring. Folded.
Okay. Just checking.
Folded.
Yeah.
And you have miles and miles of cabinetry.
Have what?
Miles of cabinetry to keep them in
because
they take up a lot of room.
Yeah. I got a nice big closet.
All
just for,
cedar lined.
Just for. For
mothballs,
cedar lined.
Anyway, someone actually asked me that, and it's great when there's a family member who's just familiar enough to say something that's slightly insulting, and they
right.
and they don't know it. It's like,
right?
I said, well, no, this is new. This is like second time I've worn it. And she said, it's just I've only seen you at three other things over the years, and every single time you've had the same sweater shirt on.
Goody, really? Goody. Did she say sweater shirt?
She said sweater shirt.
Well, that's a person who's too old to comment on things. So. If they say
right.
sweater shirt,
she's right.
That is, you know what? They'd last longer if they were embroidered and not silk screened.
I like that. I like the silk screening part.
Yeah. I'm not going to argue with you there. I certainly know you're a man who knows what he likes.
Good is good. If you like it,
that's it.
Stick with it.
I have some sweatshirts that have like the Packers embroidered stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of the embroidery over the silk screen. They simply do, because how many times have you worn this?
Maybe 10.
This okay. Is not, see, the A in the Packers is already starting to fade
but
off.
But that's part of the look. That's okay. That's accepted. It's worn.
Well, and, no, it's right. Not a specifically and distressed garment.
To be specific, I don't know if you would call the silk screening because the letters feel rubbery.
Rubbery.
That's, but it's the thing where they kind of put the letter, they glue the letters onto the garment. They don't sew the letters on. And I've always been a fan of sewing the letters onto the garment.
On the shirt that I have underneath.
That is also silk screened.
But it has that same thing where they feel rubbery, though.
But it will that will have a eventually shorter lifespan than an embroidered garment. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We both have stuff that's silkscreen and stuff that's embroidered, and I'm the embroidery lasts longer.
It's my opinion that this stuff that Reebok makes, this stuff right here, this rubber stuff, this stuff doesn't come off like a normal cheap silkscreen.
There's your cheap silkscreening,
right.
And there's your expensive silkscreening. But for my money, if you've got a sports garment, I've always been a fan of of the embroidery.
You can
I like
prolong
that.
The life of it if you don't tumble dry, boy.
But, you know, it's still, but you can't prolong the life indefinitely with an embroidered garment. I mean, really, outside of the thing falling apart, you're going to be able to keep it for life if you don't get, like, a chili stain on it.
Or if you get shot or something. A bullet hole will cover it up.
But the bullet hole might add to the mystique.
You ask why I have 5, and that's exactly the reason. I will...
Why?
You want them fresh.
No, I'll wear this thing during dinner. And Janet or someone will say, would you like a napkin, like for your nap, for my neck if we're having spaghetti or something? Right. And I always say, no, no problem.
I've got my ratty sweatshirt on.
And as it turns out, every single time I'm wearing one that's not ratty, I end up getting a stain on it that's so big the stain won't come out.
Mm. So you just toss it away.
So, no, it becomes one of my sweatshirts that I wear around the house.
Knocking around.
Oh, so you have a different category.
Oh, sure. All come right. On, please, get with the program.
All right, well, I certainly...
I'm slightly anal retentive.
I should get with it. I really should.
Please, yes. there are my hoodie for when company comes over.
Right.
A nicer hoodie. A hoodie that I can wear just around Janet, around anybody. I've got the old sweats that have holes, and then I've got nicer new sweats.
You should have one that's just for eating, an eating hoodie. And that way you can get food on it, even use it as a napkin.
He's not being sincere.
No, he's not.
I am. I have eating shirts.
He is not. You have
I have eating shirts.
Now, that I'm not surprised at. What are your? What does your eating shirt look like?
Well, I mean, there's a few.
The one he's wearing right now when he gets home tonight.
Any clothing he wears is eating clothing.
No, I've got shirts that have some stains on them. And if I'm going to be eating, say, at my recliner, as I normally do,
right?
And I've got quite a target in front of me, I don't want to wreck one of these nice shirts.
And I tell you what else I do. And it's not to save water or anything else, because I don't like doing laundry. I don't like Janet doing laundry all the time. All right. This sweatshirt was clean when I put it on this morning. So what it means is when I get home tonight, I'll wear it till I go to bed. Mm-hmm. It will then go to the pile in my bedroom, which means I will wear it maybe 3 or 4 more days this week, but only when I get up in the morning, I go out on the down to the treadmill, get sweaty, then take it off when I go upstairs, and it'll just be there all week. It's my dirty sweatshirt. Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Sometimes I think I'm working with Patrick Bateman.
He has
I
a
swear
system.
To God.
He has
I
a
really,
system.
Really, feed me the kitty. That scares me.
Why?
Because you're talking about your routine.
That's, well,
you know, when do you put the cucumber patches on your eyes? You
little
know?
Or no
when you
alcohol.
Get the business card that's in bone.
I don't want to be the type of slob that wears something one time, and unless it's totally covered with spots. Hell, I'm not going to wear it to work again, although right. I wonder this, too. Someone asked me this weekend. The other thing that I went to, the family thing, I had a real nice button-down shirt on. And I looked, for myself, relatively nice. I pulled it off.
Was it a Packers button-down?
No, it wasn't Smarty Pants.
I was just asking.
It's my other brand name, Tommy Bahama.
And everyone else was thinking it.
Yeah. I had the Packers socks on, though. Always, okay. I've always got some Packers.
All right, so
on.
You, have
you
a
represent.
You have a button-down shirt on.
Anyway, someone said to me, you look so nice. You must dress like that to go to work. And I thought about it. I thought, in my closet, seriously. If you ever want to talk about feeling guilty with, like, starving people overseas, I must have really 15 brand-new, fit-me-perfect button-down shirts. You know why I don't wear them in?
Why?
Because I'm just here with you guys.
Well, look at all of us.
I know.
Yeah.
And look at all of us.
It's a weird thing being
look
being,
at us.
It's a weird thing being a grown up man and still looking at clothes like, I can't wear those to work. Those are too nice to wear to work because, the guys at work that I work with all dress like bums like me.
You know, be spectacular. Right. We have dress up day. Mm-hmm. We have fabulous little dress up day where we all come in our suits.
And we all wear, like, going to church outfits.
Joe still owes us a day in a suit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we'd love to get him in a Pee Wee Herman suit.
Oh, boy. I'd like to get him in any suit.
Any suit.
Yeah. Does he own a suit?
Joe, where are we at on that?
Joe?
Do you own a suit, Joe?
Yes, I do.
When are you going to wear it in, my friend?
I don't know.
How about tomorrow?
Hey, your last day.
Well, tomorrow's my last day. Wear it tomorrow.
We pushed it up.
Tomorrow, Joe.
Come on, please.
Please.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
I'm not feeling well today.
Oh, that's true. He IM'd me about it.
What, is he sick again?
Yeah, he's got something viral. He's visiting the toilet a lot.
Again?
Again.
Can he get you more water?
He almost said it like Tony Soprano.
Again?
That was the first IM I got from Joe this morning. He said, I've had the S's all weekend.
Didn't he have that just a short time ago?
You talk about me being
He handles my water.
There is no amount of Purell that's going to wipe off whatever Joe's got on your water.
I think it might be something he ate. I don't know that it's viral.
But how you feel?
I have my theory on
here's
it.
Here's how you... As a matter
of... Lifestyle?
Yeah. About germs?
Yes.
Another reason I love the hoodie? Uh-huh. And I saw that, Mike. I just saw where your hand went.
That would explain it.
Pass the popcorn, Tracy!
He loves it.
When I use this bathroom here, when it's time to open the door when I leave, I do this thing. I put my hand inside the hoodie and open the handle with the hoodie so that my freshly cleaned hand doesn't touch that thing that's got you guys and all your cooties on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why you got to wear a hoodie. That's why you got to have something to open the doors
with. Hey, Joe, there's a tray up in the refrigerator. The
whole tray?
There's a tray of food. What is that from? You know what I'm talking about? The plastic black tray that's got the clear top on it?
This is Robert the Mailman.
Oh, I don't... Could it be the food is black in it.
I really
could
think...
Could it be from Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Oh.
I really do believe there might be something in there from Thanksgiving.
Well, then we should look into throwing that away.
We have leavings from Thanksgiving in our refrigerator
I keep my lunch meat, my Sprite Zero, and my two condiments in there. Mm-hmm. And I look in there, and there's something in there. Joe, could that be the Thanksgiving turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it is or not.
I've stopped opening the thing. The refrigerator.
Well, you should have seen that fridge before we got here. The inside looked like it was suede.
Have you seen it recently?
No, I don't give myself the pleasure.
See, I eat here and I make my lunch here, and I look at that, and I thought for a while that it might be Joe. Occasionally will put his foodstuffs in there, and then I realized when it was sitting there.
Could he bring it down here and show it to us now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Joe, be a loving rump, would you? Bring us the tray.
You know what you're going to throw
up? Rotten food.
The only thing
he opens that's a sealed.
Yeah,
product. It's not a Ziploc seal, and it's not. But it is. It's one of those things where when you go to Giant, you get a salad. You put that plastic thing over, and I swear to God, if that's what I think it is,
it's been in there for 3 months.
If it's the turkey,
wouldn't that be something?
If it's the turkey from,
I can't think of any other reason we'd have a tray of anything.
It's alive.
The only thing I keep in the fridge upstairs is my insulin and my syringes, so I think I'm safe.
Your insulin.
What else did Anna Nicole have? Her diet shakes.
Your collection of candy bars.
That's right, and those aren't for eating.
Right.
That's my really. It's a collection for value.
No, we get the people that come in here once a week, right?
Yeah.
I guess they're not
they don't look in there either. I don't blame them.
This is
is it dripping?
Is it dripping?
This is some sort of
is it mashed potatoes?
The take homes Glad almost mm-hmm. like
is that what wrap. You were talking about?
It might be. Is there anything else up in there, Joe?
Well, that's the thing that's the old.
Is this it?
I don't know. I mean that's I thought it was a black container, but
well, open it up and it appears to be.
I know. I think it's turkey soup. Did I bring anyone turkey soup?
Oh.
You want to talk about? Take a good whiff, and that is vomit inducing. Oh, I swear to God. Smell more.
Mike really did almost lose it there.
Joe, come take a smell of that.
Rob's capping it.
No, you know what it is? It's turkey and gravy.
From effing Thanksgiving.
Come take a whiff of that, Joe. On mic, please. On mic.
Whoa! Wow!
That might be unsafe.
Let's get that out of here.
Can you get that to the dumpster, Joe? Thank you.
Hey, Rob, I want
to... You know what? If you hadn't said get
Robbie,
that to the dumpster, he would have gone back and put it on the refrigerator.
Get in here. I'd like to see Rob smell it, please.
Was he going upstairs?
No, I think he put it outside.
Where did he put it outside?
On top of your car.
Seriously, where?
Your glove box.
Okay, here's Rob taking a big whiff. I feel all you, none of you guys took as big a hit as I did.
Well, you know where that is? That hangs up in the back of your throat.
Buzz, come over here and do a hit of this stuff.
This could be risky. Oh, have a bucket ready.
Oh, dear God.
Here, Buzz, let's pretend that you've taken too much Metamucil.
That's turkey and gravy. It's definitely what it is.
That is 3 months old. More than that. All right, here comes Buzz Burbank.
Oh, hi, the Buzz. Room already smells like it.
Open it up, take a good whiff.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Who do you think would vomit first? Mm. We could do a contest. Mm. You want to do a contest? Who would vomit first?
I'm right there.
What do you mean?
Like a battle of endurance. Who could sniff it the most? Could you? I offer you, this is a challenge, Mike O'Mara. Can you sniff that for 10 solid seconds?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
I dare you.
Really?
All right.
10. I mean 10 real seconds.
Sniff that gravy.
Hold on. Let me get the timer, please, Mike. Wow, that's right by your nose. Ready? And right by your nose, go. 1, 2, 3. Are you sniffing? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh!
Wow.
You know what? We could take you to carnivals, man. You'd be like the guy that wrestles bears.
Hey.
That was incredible, Mike. 10 seconds.
What are we going to do? Draw straws to see who cleans that refrigerator?
There is not a chance that I'm even going to try to challenge that. No. I bow to you.
Jesus.
We need a hazmat crew in here.
That's nasty. I mean, don't we have people that come in here and clean?
Not that part.
At
no.
First they're not going to do that, are they?
At first I thought Mike was just not breathing. He was just holding his breath. Uh-huh. And when you got the 7 seconds, man.
That's when really, that's how long it took.
Creeping
it's
up your
so
throat.
Dense. Yeah. It's so putrid. It takes a while, and you have to almost suck it up into your nasal.
I watched your face turn from the color of a peach to that of a plum.
Oh, my God.
I want to see if I can go 10.
All right.
I couldn't do 3 with that.
And what's going to be its eventual resting place? Do we have a dumpster here?
Somewhere, yeah. It's way out back of this building.
Yeah, it's not close by.
We just leave it outside for those birds to eat. Maybe it'll kill them. All right, so 10 seconds. Right.
Oh, you ready?
Good luck to you, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
And go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, 5 seconds.
5.
Yeah. Oh.
Can't do it, Mike.
Mm. Oh, all right.
Okay. Ah, can't do it. I can only go 5.
Is there anything else in there in that refrigerator that's that might be longer?
Oh.
Let me go check.
All right, man. Ah. There might be other stuff in there that's worse.
He
left it in.
That is hurl-inducing. There's no question about it.
Did he leave it in here?
Yeah, it's turkey from Thanksgiving.
It's resting. Right.
Rob's calling, I think, on the hotline.
It's fermenting.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Rob.
Calling you live from the refrigerator.
What's happening up there?
Let's see. We have some whipped cream.
That's fine. Is that fine? Sure.
Let me check
the date on it. Doesn't matter.
Can't smell as bad as that turkey.
Not interested in the cream.
Yeah, 208 is the expiration date. So, I mean, that's the sell-by, so that's fine.
February 08. Okay, we're okay.
And April 08. Water, some non-alcoholic beer, some salad, but it's still green. Mm-hmm. Here's some Kraft singles. They never go bad.
Does the refrigerator smell like that awful vomitous smell that we were just smelling?
No, it just smells like an office refrigerator.
Did you see that black plastic container that Mike talked
Here's
about?
Here's the attitude.
There you go.
Right?
Just your average office refrigerator.
Yeah, if you live in Pig Town.
That's got...
Jesus Christ.
It's got food that's been decomposing ever since...
Your average office refrigerator.
Before Thanksgiving.
No, I don't see any black tray. Ah.
So maybe that's what I was looking at. Maybe it wasn't a black tray. I just wanted to make sure that was the only real culprit that we had in there, right?
Yeah, I think that's the only villain at play here.
What about the freezer? Just ice cubes up there?
In the freezer, we have some soy delicious almond pecan non-dairy frozen dessert.
Yeah.
Who put that there?
God, what is that?
Jesus Christ.
We have some party ice.
Not just regular ice.
an exploded Vanilla Coke Zero.
I think that we should take a page from Chris Kors' playbook, and we should send that to
what?
For those who can't eat or whatever,
yes,
that, whatever that charity is.
Oh,
absolutely.
And a
Rob,
a six-pack of Skinny Cow low-fat ice cream sandwiches.
You got to come get this thing out of the studio. I'm serious. It smells. It smells.
I've been trying to get it out of the studio for 20 minutes. You keep wanting to smell it.
I don't want to smell it now. Please take it now.
All right.
Come on downstairs.
Here he comes. I love turkey and mashed potatoes.
Not now, though.
I'll say this for it, though. It doesn't have a tremendous amount of mold on it.
No.
Well,
that might be because it's...
well in refrigeration.
Rob, you can turn off your phone now. You're here again.
It's good
to
see you
guys.
How have you been?
And you.
I didn't say hi to Joe.
That might be because it's sealed, too, that it didn't get the science project. Well, I'm glad to hear that that's the only real dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And I keep my lunch meat, like, in a sealed bag up there, but I'm still worried about it.
You should be. I would be, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're not doing the Saturday Night Live thing today. We'll do it tomorrow.
It would still make good soup. You'd have to boil it, though.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, come on, Rob. No way.
That's nasty.
I'd pay you $500 if you boiled that and ate that.
Yeah, you know what? You can hold on to that.
Okay. Hold on to that moolah,
Steve.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I wanted to call and tell Don and Mike what I found in my work refrigerator.
Oh, sure.
What'd you find?
What'd you find, honey?
Okay, we had a sandwich that was clearly a meat sandwich at one point because it still had lettuce on it that had turned into, like, peanut butter. And then we had
such a gross description.
Oh, good.
That is so nasty.
This is turning into a vomitorium show, isn't it?
I mean, this woman's telling this story, and I already have that little moment right up in my sternum. All right, so it had turned into peanut butter. Anything else?
We also had a, like, a Tupperware container full of soup that had created its own crouton.
Nice descriptions.
Wow.
Good job.
And a yogurt that was 2 years old.
Wow.
Well, the yogurt would be the best thing, I think.
But no, we opened it and it had completely liquefied. It was no longer yogurt.
Oh,
God. Wasn't that one of Jerry Seinfeld's oldest things? How do you tell when yogurt's gone bad?
What did
All right.
Do? Go good?
Honey, you are the winner.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
I lived in a house once with several other guys, and there was a glass of milk.
Yeah, that's
there was a half
right.
a glass of, half a glass of milk that sat on the coffee table.
Hold on,
for
you lived in a
weeks.
House. Who'd you live in a house with, Buzz?
Just some other guys. You know, we were just
that
out
was
of high
your
school.
Experimental period.
It is
right.
okay right. if you're gay.
That's right.
It was on the table for how long?
For several weeks.
Don't you understand? They're gay.
Half a glass of milk, and the challenge, the contest was nobody
gay,
wanted
gay, gay, gay.
Nobody wanted to touch it. It was to see who would hold out the longest in picking it up. It actually grew.
Wow.
It got larger and fuller, this glass, over time.
Larger and fuller.
I remember seeing that glass of milk on the 72 internet cameras that were installed in that house. You can watch Buzz and all his hunky friends.
It was fun those days.
Okay.
Oh, I feel sick.
Let's break.
Yeah.
So everybody can do some of that and get some of that out. And we come back. What goes better with puke than Joe? We'll hear some of Joe's radio show.
Yay. Excellent.
We'll
day.
Hear some Simon Cowell. We'll do some news. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.